This summer, the South County-based Berkshire Playwrights Lab is hosting a series of staged readings of new works at the Mahawy Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Tonight is the third installment of the series. The theater group presents playwright Bob Kleiman's new play, The Real Story. WAMC spoke to BPL co-founder Matt Penn about the history of the group and one of the plays it premiered, moving from the Berkshires to New York City.
The Berkshire Playwrights Lab was founded 11 years ago, and the co-artistic directors now are myself, Matt Penn, Joe Cacacci, Jim Frangione. And basically what we do is we premiere, you know, brand new plays. This past week, for example, was a Marc Saint Germain play, in which we feel, we believe that there is real artistic merit. What we do is give these plays their very first staged reading, and it's an elaborate reading. It's on its feet and at the Mahawy Theater, on alternate Wednesdays during the summer. And we really try to sort of bring the play to life to a large degree to serve the playwright, for him or her to get a sense of, is my play working? Is it not working? Now, obviously, you know, we're picking plays that we think have the most merit to them, the most promise to them. Some of those plays are by established playwrights, like Mark. Some of those plays are by emerging playwrights. James Anthony Tyler, for example, sent us a play called Some Old Black Man, which we ended up doing as a workshop production, ultimately, and then moved it to New York. James, right now, has a play up at Williamstown. So we've had situations where we've really launched careers, you know, James being a pretty good example.
So give me a sense of how you go about finding these works and bringing them into the process, into the presentations.
Yeah, you know, during the off season, which basically begins, you know, in September and stretches into April, you know, we are reading plays, the three of us, at various rates of speed, but you know, we'll read maybe 100 plays over that off season to determine which four we'll do during the summer. And, you know, some of those plays naturally are with established writers. I mean, now with the success of the lab, we get plays sent to us by people, writers of, you know, greater renown than we did 11 years ago when we first began. But writers have begun to see the success of the lab and the benefit of the lab for them. So we'll read about 100 plays, and then it's pretty easy to get those, that 100 down to, say, 15. And then, once we're at 15, you know, there can be a lot of back and forth and, good-hearted argument and disagreement and concession. And sometimes, you know, it's rare that a play elicits absolute uniform, complete support from all three artistic directors. Usually we're in the, if two out of three feel passionate about it. But sometimes a play will come along and one of us will say, you know what, I believe in this play with all my heart and I think we should do it. And when that happens, that probably speaks as well for producing a play as anything. So we then formulate our season, those four plays, and we begin usually the last week of June, after our gala, and then do a couple of weeks in July, and then either 1 or 2 weeks in August. And that, you know, that is the launching of, you know, 4 to 5 new American plays.
As I understand it, one of those plays is actually taking a huge step this fall and moving to the Public Theater in New York City, which you'll be directing. Tell me a little bit about that play.
Yes, indeed. That's a play by Mother of the Maid is a play by Jane Anderson, and it was sent to me because Jane and I had a mutual friend. And I read the play, and I just thought it was extraordinary. And I said to my colleagues, I said, come hell or high water, I'm doing this play. So we did a big staged reading of it and at Berkshire Playwrights Lab, and the reading went very well. And I had used, among other people, Tina Packer at Shakespeare and Company. And we then, the following season, did it at Shakespeare and Company, so it was really kind of an emerging Berkshire work. And Jane and I, during that whole process, continued to work on the play and improve the play and hone the play and, you know, took what we learned from both reviews and audience response and our own insight and brought the play subsequently through one of our board members to the Public Theater. And the Public, Oscar Eustace, the artistic director, immediately responded. And Jane and I had both worked with Glenn Close. I had directed Glenn on Damages, the television series. And Jane had worked with her on a couple of occasions. They actually have a movie that Jane wrote and Glenn starred in called The Wife, which is coming out later this year. So we sent it to Glenn, Glenn, like I said, knowing both of us, both personally and professionally. Glenn said, you know, I love this play. Let's do a reading of it. We did a reading at the Public, and Oscar Eustace turned around and said, I want to produce this play. So September 25th, we begin previews. We go into rehearsal next month, August 21st. So that's a real Berkshire homegrown success story in which, you know, a play that began really 100% with its roots in Berkshire Playwrights Lab and in the Berkshires has moved now with one of the major stars, I think, of our generation in terms of certainly in terms of women. There are very few stars at that level like Meryl Streep and Glenn Close is way up there. So that became, I think, as much of anything, a indication of the merits of the lab and the huge potential upside. You know, we sent Some Old Black Man, James's play, last year into New York for a limited but very successful run with Wendell Pierce and Roger Robinson, the former Tony winner. So we're now in sort of back-to-back shows that have made the move to New York City, having started, you know, in Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
Give our listeners a sense of how the Berkshires fit into, like, a national acting and directing and writing experience. It's, you know, a place that attracts a lot of talent in the summer. It's very well known for its artistic community. But how does it play into these larger national communities?
The truth is that the Berkshires are unique in that how many areas have you know, Williamstown, Shakespeare and Company, Barrington Stage, Berkshire Theater Group, Tanglewood, Jacob's Pillow, Berkshire Playwrights Lab. I mean, without hardly thinking, and I'm sure I've I've left out one or two, without hardly thinking, you come up with an estimable group of theatrical and arts organizations. I believe I've heard it quoted that something like 900,000 tickets are sold each year in Berkshire County for the arts. Now, 450,000 of those is Tanglewood, but that means 450,000 are the other theaters and arts organizations that surround it. So you're talking about almost a million people attending and supporting the arts, and that's a pretty extraordinary track record. And so I think what happens is that given the – you're talking about theaters particularly that are not just summer theaters. You know, Berkshire Theater Group moved Children of a Lesser God to Broadway this season. It was done there last season. Barrington Stage routinely moves material. Williamstown has a long history of success. So you're talking about an area which has a sort of concentrated level of theatrical accomplishment, which does exist on the national stage. I mean, it's very rare that I come across somebody who says, I'm sorry, the Berkshires, what? You know, they either know one or two or all of the theaters quite well, or are keenly aware of productions that have moved from one of those theaters into New York for significant and successful runs. So it's definitely on the map.
How is the lab funded?
The lab is funded really through individual donations based on, supporters, people that live in the Berkshires. Our board works quite hard, and we now qualify for a series of state state support in the arts, in which, you know, we have been around for 11 years, and that really qualifies us as an organization that, you know, the various funds in the area feel is valuable. And I think moving something like Mother of the Maid will just, as I say, underline the value of Berkshire Playwrights Lab. You know, we also run what's called the Radius Festival in January, which is all local writers and all local actors, local directors. You have to be a 50-mile radius of Great Barrington. And that has become a huge success. We also run a writer's lab for younger and emerging playwrights. So Berkshire Playwrights Lab really does exist on a number of different levels and is really becoming a 12-month-a-year program. I mean, it's, you know, and as I say, it's Berkshire Theater Lab. That's our emphasis, which is to be part of the Berkshire community, which is why things like the Radius Festival became such an important element in our identity there.